mo khanteleng ke go kaetse ka ngwe ya molaetsa o bakileng ke tsaetsego mo go bangwe ba baagi ba Rustenburg se ke malebana le dipego tse di tlhageletseng tsa gore metsi mo dikgaolong dingwe tsa toropo eno ga siamelwa go noa kgotsa go dirisiwa ke baagi. Fela pegelo eo ga e tlhalose mabaka gore ke eng se se ka tswang se dira metsi ao go se nne mo seemong seo a siametseng go ka noa. David Magae speaking for Magali Sota, and he's on the line with us. David, good evening and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, it's happening to the listeners of UFM.
The message circulating, David, or that I'm talking about says it says it's from Rand Water, but your response is from Magalis Water. Why is that?
Look, what's happening in terms of the Water Service Act and all the other applicable legislations, there is an existing relationship between Magalis Water and the Rand Water, in the sense that we've got the Foulkop Water Treatment Plant, which supplies the greater the majority of the areas within Rustenburg. And within that bulk matrix, you've got an offtake, which we then supply directly to Rand Water, which then takes the bulk water to its own customers within Rustenburg. And it was important that we clarify to the residents of Rustenburg to say, while Rand Water is our own customer, we have an existing relationship with them, and there are a number of things that we do together to ensure that the bulk water that comes into Rustenburg is of the highest quality and is complied with all of the, you know, standing standards within the water sector.
Yeah.
The sampling that we do normally is around issues of water quality, which would be the color as well as the taste or odor of the water that we produce.
So part
of the statement was just to explain that despite the fact that you've got two water boards in Rustenburg, we have a solid working relationship with Rand Water.
I may have missed this. When last and how often do you conduct your tests or joint sampling of bulk water to ensure that it's indeed safe for human consumption?
Well, in all of our supply systems, there are regular sampling tests that are done by our scientific services officials from the BRETS laboratory. And in this particular scheme, we conduct a random sampling test at least about two times a week. And when we do so, we do it jointly with Rand Water. So Rand Water will dispatch their own scientific services officials. This is people that will be working in the lab that is owned by Rand Water, together with those that work for Magalis at the BRETS Scientific Services Laboratory, to then take the samples of the water in the bulk line coming into Rustenburg, and for them to independently do their own tests apart from what we will be doing.
Yeah.
And what we do is, after we then receive results, we do a comparative analysis to see if our counterparts at Rand Water would have picked an anomaly that we would have not picked up.
Mm.
And if there is an anomaly, then we do an investigation to try and establish why the results would be different from what we would have then come to conclude, because we sample from the same bulk pipeline.
So before refuting this statement or this report that came out in the in social media, have you went yourselves to test the water or to test what the resident is alleging against you?
Well, coincidentally, on Monday already we had done the test, and only this message started to gain traction early this morning. And when we even checked with Rand Water, they did confirm that although they did not pick up any anomaly, in which case they would have told us, they didn't pick up anything from their own samples. As a result, there was no need for them to provide us with any feedback or to raise any alarm.
Mm.
But safe to say, they had done their own tests, we had done our own tests, and we had arrived at the same conclusion. But like I'm saying, coincidentally enough, those tests were done 24 hours prior to the message becoming, you know, on public platforms like such as WhatsApp and Facebook.
And as a layman, David, why would someone wake up and cause unwarranted panic among communities of Rustenburg?
It's something that we as Magalis Water still cannot fathom, because just to take you back, around February this year already, we had picked up that there were water quality issues in our own bulk pipeline from Foulkop into Rustenburg. And what we normally do is we proactively communicate by informing all of our customers. This would be your Rand Water, municipalities, and everywhere else where Magalis provides bulk water. We've never had a situation where we received complaints around water quality which turned out to be true as a result of our own dereliction or neglect. More often than not, we are the first ones to pick up anything that would affect our bulk supply all that would have issues around water quality. So we still cannot make sense as to why residents would go around, you know, tarnishing the good image of Magaliesberg water. In actual fact, at a time where bulk water supply to Rustenburg has been sustainable, we are producing high quality water and we've received zero complaints around the water that we give to the residents of Rustenburg.
And this obviously borders on malicious damage, David, and seeks to paint you, Magaliesberg Water, as a responsible water supplier. What are you going to do with this report?
Look, there are a number of things that we would want to do, but for now we would not want to be, you know, speculating as to which route we are going to take. But you are correct to say such messages taint the good image and reputation of Magaliesberg Water, and we need some form of mechanism to deal with this to the extent that we shouldn't be experiencing this kind of a thing going forward. Because what we have then discovered is that this causes unnecessary panic. People start to even worry if we have sufficient water in the system, if the same water that we're talking about is of good quality and safe for human consumption, which then gets a person to think that in actual fact, we have access to water, but it's water that you cannot use or drink because it is likely to endanger your life. So definitely that I will want to leave to our legal colleagues to deal with, but it's something that is worrying us, which should not really be left unattended.
David Magai, you are speaking for Magaliesberg Water. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much for having me, and a great evening for that to you and your listeners.
And to you too, David Magai. Kutlisa jalo puisano ya rona ka mokgwa o mo maitsiboeng ano 28 fela re lebagane le ura bosupa.